Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
The efficiency for the left is, if it costs $50 million and it doesn't work, throw another 50 at it. If that doesn't work, throw another 50 at it. Just keep throwing and wasting taxpayer money until maybe it actually does work. That's efficiency.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. I guess not welcome back. Well, welcome back from last week, right? Yeah. Welcome back from Saturday. For those that listen every Saturday consistently, and we do appreciate that, 22 years on the radio, Mike and I have been unapologetically conservative. And, lately, there's been just more and more lunacy, it seems. And mm-hmm. So this podcast is a great opportunity for us to expand from the Saturday show, I think. And I think
trying to force us to apologize. We won't.
Yeah, no, we're not going to apologize. It. Never going to apologize. I just think that the stuff going on is so just ridiculous. And what happens on the left is that they gain power. And honest to God, it's like the Republicans get in the ring with kid gloves.
Yeah.
And the Democrats get in the ring with brass knuckles. And when the Republicans are down, the Democrats, they're still kicking you guys.
Oh, yeah, they get extra.
I'm not sure if you realize it or not, but they're still kicking you in the guts right now.
They get the baseball bat out. Forget the brass knuckles. When we're down,
they
punch. They swing.
They got Obama out there now. He's pushing Obamacare again.
Sure.
The gang's all back.
By the way, that's the number one thing they'll accomplish, is just like the Community Reinvestment
Act. You called it.
Just like the subprime mortgage market, they throw it out there. And the Republicans are too incompetent, too lazy to actually turn the tide and get rid of it. And then the next go around, they supercharge it.
You can thank John McCain directly for that. Thank you, John McCain, wherever you are.
Yep.
Thank you for the thumbs down, so you could be the the center of attention, because that's what you wanted to be, right?
You know, that's the platform you ran on, John. What everybody voted for you for was the big government and Obamacare. That's what they really supported you for.
Well, he was too bitter to support President Trump for his abysmal performance. He picked Sarah Palin. I like Sarah Palin, but let's be honest, she was no vice presidential candidate, right? She's a good speaker. She's entertaining. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would call her, presidential, vice presidential material necessarily. So, but despite Palin was actually the bright spot of the ticket.
She was conservative.
She was the bright spot of the ticket, right? I mean, McCain was a complete disaster. So thank you to McCain.
She would have been a better pick for the Republican Party than he was.
Oh, as a top of the ticket, probably. But you called it, Mike. You said this stuff never goes away. They'll bring Obamacare back, and they'll make it bigger and better than ever. Once they get the framework out there, Republicans never – it's like Reagan said. The closest thing to eternal life is a government agency or a government program. And honest to God, boy, did he nail that one for sure. So just amazing. But it is what it is.
For those of you watching on YouTube, you'll notice that Kelsey's going, come here. That's Mocha getting in trouble again. If she needs to be removed, we'll remove her.
She's not chewing wires again, is she?
No, not yet. But she's
we gotta put like
up. That's what Kelsey grabbed her for. Thank you, Kelsey.
Kelsey
is the producer, both Kelsey, but now she's helping me babysit, so I apologize for that.
I have more stuff today than I have been in a long time. It's allergy season. I tell you what, it's unbelievable. It's
Every year seems to be getting worse. I get more allergy problems down in Florida than I do in Buffalo. I never really have allergy problems in Buffalo, but I do in Florida, and I think it's just the massive amounts of different flowers that are down there.
Yeah, so I think I'm getting them both, unfortunately. So anyway, for those that woke up on Tuesday morning, if you're listening to the podcast, the video comes out tomorrow. But those that woke up on Tuesday morning to the headline that the government has been able to recover over half of the ransom paid by Colonial Resources to the Russian dark side hackers. The crypto crowd that is the big fan of, government's untouchable, it's secret currency, it's outside of government reach, and they are soiling themselves morning, I assure you.
Let me tell you this. If you start taking money away from the Chinese government, they're going to track you down. This stuff will get regulated, it will be found, it will be...
Our government doesn't
matter. When the currency starts to leave their country, right, that's when they say enough is enough.
Well, in this case, the ransom was paid, and the Justice Department, the FBI, got right on it, and somehow they were able to track it down, and that's a big blow for cryptocurrency lovers and some of these hackers out there. But
remarkable, though, are they able to track that down? But yet, Hillary's server That was in 50 million pieces they weren't able to put back together.
Yeah, they still can't find Hunter's laptop, despite the fact that, you know, Giuliani
they found Hunter's laptop. They just refused to be. They can't turn it on, Glenn. They can't.
Oh, I see. They can't figure out how to look at it.
Yeah, no, they found. Yeah. Remember, they found the laptop and a few cheesy, you know, laptop repair guys, you know, working out of a parking lot somewhere were able to turn it on. But Not the FBI.
You know, Trump came out this week. I don't know if it was at the conference that he spoke at in North Carolina, which there's some great audio from. I'll try to clip it maybe for Saturday's show, because there was the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. Absolutely. I don't know if you heard his speech at all, Mike, but he crushed it. I mean, what an awesome speech. But Trump said something. I'm not sure if it was at that conference or just an interview or a statement he made, but he said something along the lines of, you know, these critical infrastructure pieces shouldn't be online. And, of course, all the people on the left like, oh, how foolish. He doesn't want to use computers to run systems. And not realizing that what Trump is saying is actually quite genius and really spot on, to be honest with you. For those that are, you know, remember, you know, no history past yesterday, let me take you down a little memory lane here. Mike and I were at a place called Payne Weber back in the 90s, before the internet was a huge, huge thing, right? Before the World Wide Web and business-to-business was, you know, as substantial as it is now. And guess what? All the Payne Weber offices were connected by something called an intraweb, right? It didn't go out to the outside world. It was a closed internal network that connected all of their offices across the country to their main headquarters down on Wall Street, so that we could put our – that's how we routed our trades, right? We put them into a computer system that routed them, you know, down to the trading
very
desk.
Very efficient, by the way.
Very efficient. And very secure. Very secure, right? Because it's not open to the outside world. It's a closed network. So what Trump is saying is not lunacy if you actually understand – what he's saying. Trump, I think, ultimately is too smart for some people, because he says things, he like, if it's a five-word sentence, he goes 1, 4, 2, 5, 3, right? He kind of breaks up the words in a way where people just don't understand. Oh, that's a stupid statement. In reality, what he's saying is really spot on if you understand what he's saying.
Yeah. You know? Well, he's run a business. He understands, first of all, in that industry, security is key, right? We don't want the Chinese knowing what we're doing, number one.
Or stopping our oil from moving from across the pipeline. That's a huge deal.
That's right. And efficiency, which was something that, you know, the left has no clue about. Efficiency for the left is, if it costs $50 million and it doesn't work, throw another 50 at it. If that doesn't work, throw another 50 at it. Just keep throwing and wasting taxpayer money until maybe it actually does work. That's efficiency for them.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's not about outcomes. It's about efforts. That's what they want. It's about how much money.
So you got the Middle East in flames. Now you've got oil prices shooting up. You've got really prices for everything. You know, it's funny. Yeah. Somebody was asking me about what I thought about commercial real estate. And I said, I think commercial real estate is going to look like a steal at some point, because to build a building, to build an apartment complex, you know, you're talking about 40, 50, 60% increase in prices now, right? So watch and see some of these commercial places that are going to, you know, be taken over at 50 cents on a dollar, but they have the infrastructure to now be built out as apartments. So, you know, the cost of material and goods, and, you know, obviously we know part of that is labor. You got to get the labor market rolling again. I know we're doing it in places like Florida. We're doing it in places like Texas. I mean, of course, New York is going to fight. There's a bunch of Democrats the other day, so we need to continue to extend these unemployment benefits. Like,
why?
It doesn't matter where you are. I mean, if you're in New York, the place that has been crushed the hardest by COVID. Not by COVID, but the response and
the politicians.
But still, there's help wanted signs everywhere. You talk to anybody. Somebody the other day, they run all the food and the restaurants for the Seneca Niagara Casino. He said, Mike, I have 70 opens and not one application. He goes, some of these chef jobs are $75,000 jobs. Like, you know, now you've got to be qualified to be a chef, but come on. I mean, you know, and there's some lower level. He goes, I got a lot of lower, you know, entry level places, but some of these people, they're going to learn to cook over the next 5, 6, 7 years, and they're going to move themselves up, right? Because I have not one resume on my desk. Come on. How could that be? We've got 3 million people on welfare in the state. 3 million people.
Mike, we have an unemployment rate of 8.5% roughly. So this was tweeted out by a woman-owned staffing company in Buffalo that I caught. It's been a tight hiring market, but our team has been amazing helping our clients with their hiring needs. And they've done a great job, right? They said, you know, great work to our team for finding an installation tech for an incredible manufacturing company, an installation tech,
right.
Okay, which is great, and I'm glad they found. But the fact that businesses like manufacturing are having to go to professional staffing companies
right.
to go out there and
I 3 million people on
welfare. That costs
more
money.
There should be a line at every place. A line at every
right.
place.
And
right.
But you're going to talk about extending unemployment benefits? Like
joke.
This is a prime example of bad government policy having a negative impact on economics and stock market, right? And the economy in Western New York for sure. 8%+ unemployment rate. And they're going to talk about extending unemployment benefits.
Right.
Now, here, let me give you a little hint. In Florida, unemployment's like $200 to $300 a week. You can only get it for like 13 weeks. Yep. Guess what the unemployment rate is? 4.7.
That's right.
It's like half of
and
what New York is.
They're not lacking for jobs because there's still a shortage of jobs even in Florida.
To
not
call that
nearly
a,
like we're seeing in New York, but there's still a shortage.
Right. Well, sorry to cut you off there, Mike, but calling it a tight labor market? 8.5% unemployment in Buffalo is a tight labor market?
Yeah. Well, there's
that's
it's
pathetic.
A tight labor market because you've got 3 million people sitting at home collecting unemployment benefits. That's why it's a tight labor market. But it should not be. If we had any type of brains in our head, we would look at the leadership of places like Florida and say, okay, I see what they're doing. These people are sitting home. They're refusing to work. We're going to start to push them out in the workforce. We don't have the money to let them sit at home anymore.
So I love the latest proposal was they're incentivizing them with a $500 bonus to go back to work.
Imagine that.
It's called your first paycheck. It's called your first paycheck
in New York.
Are you out of your mind? How about this?
Right.
How about we're not going to pay you not to work anymore?
That's right.
How about this? Because I tell you what, I said this a long time ago. Food is an incredible, or hunger is an incredible motivator, right?
Yep.
If you can't feed yourself or you have no place to live, guess what? You may actually go get a job. Now, I'm not saying that there's obviously people with mental illnesses that can have all sorts of issues, but most of these people are able-bodied adults. I'm not talking about those few that actually need the. And that's the sad part is there are people that really do need the assistance, right? Whether they're disabled or they have mental illness or whatever. And guess what? All of the resources and benefits are sucked up by the lazy but yet able-bodied people. That's the sad part about this whole thing,
And these people never, they actually, some of them, you trend the other way. If you're not out working, being a productive member of society, it's very easy to start to get sucked into the other side of it. And and that's what happens.
Well, laziness begets laziness. That's for sure.
They get programmed. Yep.
Yeah.
They get programmed. They deserve it.
And I think what happens too, and this is what happens, it happens every time, is that you watch other people that are not working while you're working. And then eventually you go, you know what? I'm not going to work anymore either. I mean, why am I working so I could pay for this slug, and yet I'm going to make the same $45,000 after taxes that he's going to make or she's going to make? Well, guess what? I'm not going to work anymore.
Talked about socialism and said, okay, let's talk about how it works. And so she handed out a test, and some people got A's and some people got D's, and she took the D's and gave them B's, and the A's gave them B's. And she said, look, you're just helping out your fellow friend here. And they're like, so by the end of the study, they did this about 3 or 4 times. Nobody was studying. Everybody was getting D's.
Yep.
Because why? Why would I, right? Why would I continue to bust my butt and continue to redistribute my grades? And the teacher was good. Like, okay, the harder you work, the more we're going to take from you. So you worked harder. You actually did better this time. So we're going to give you a C and give the first person here that had a D a B and just, like they do with the tax policy now. The harder you work, we're going to go from 10% to 15% to 30% to 50% of everything you make because you're such a hard worker.
Yep. It's it just makes no sense whatsoever. You punish the producers and you reward the non-producers. And that's exactly what we got in this economy now.
Hey, face diapers still going on here in our schools in Western New York, Glenn. 80-something degrees. Here's the real catch. None of these schools have air conditioning units. So now we're sending children to school with face diapers.
It's sickening.
80-something degrees. Now, there was a few folks with a brain. One of the superintendents out of Rochester actually set tents up outside. He said, okay, you want to play that game? We'll just teach them outside. That's fine.
Yep.
The new rule is you can't get – so all these kids are playing on the playground together without masks. But then you bring them back into the school with math. I mean, it takes a real type of special stupid on the Democrat side
to
really say this is functional.
You know what's even better, Mike, is the naivety that these kids aren't going home and playing with each other. I mean, think about that.
Then they're playing – the new rule is you can go – so these kids can go outside on the playground together. So they're on the playground without a mask. As long as you're outside, you cannot have a mask, right? So they're out, and then you're, I'm literally not like Joey and Billy and Ricky get together after school. They're at school on the playground
without masks,
wrestling, doing whatever they need to do. But then they go back into the school and they have to put a mask on where it's 85 degrees or 90 degrees without any air circulation.
Totally incompetent.
Some kids got sick at Lancaster High School, not too far from here, yesterday. And at some point the parents need to start to step up and say enough is enough. Massive amounts of emails to the school board. Start the lawsuits. I was talking to Robbie the other day. We actually filed a suit with some of the money we raised from some of our listeners here. We still had a bunch of money in that account, and Cambria's firm is going to file. I think he did it yesterday, if not today. For full removal of the mask. So at this point, you know, Cuomo should not have emergency powers anymore, any emergency powers.
It's crazy.
And he still does. Of course, they played the garbage where, we took it away from him. No, you didn't. No. You didn't. You said you did. You took a few of the powers away. He still is the guy who says, the CDC, I'm following the science, and they said wear face diapers in 90-degree weather, so that's what we're going to do. But hopefully we can start to repeal that, and it'll be the final phase of this garbage.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture of that ambulance that was at Lancaster High School, and with the perfect tweet, and it's spot on, and said, okay, now it's time to start holding these administrators, the superintendents, the teachers directly and personally liable. And I know that's going to rile a lot of feathers. Like, well, I'm just following orders. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. And I'm maybe not the teacher level, because they are really following orders. But let's go after the principals then. Let's go after the superintendents.
The school board.
Let's go after the – because here, look at this. Pioneer Central School District. This guy gets it, right? This is right in Western New York. Masks fully optional. This is reported by
– Can you send me that?
This is reported by WKBW what was that, Channel 7? Yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, this is posted yesterday. So despite what Governor Cuomo said about students still needing to wear masks, Hasley says masks will only be optional in his schools. So good for this guy, right?
Yep.
This is the superintendent of the Pioneer School District, says his district will be fully mask optional. Good for him.
Stepping up.
Exactly. Good for
you. Stepping up and saying enough is enough. I've had your garbage, right? And by the way, other folks will step up. Where I am in Elma, it's 4-1 Republican to Democrat. Those parents want the face diapers off, and they want these kids back to normal, right? They will support you.
Yep.
But you got to step up. That's where the lawsuits start, by the way. If nobody steps up, you can't sue. Right. That's what you need. You need the CDC or not the CDC. You need Cuomo and his buddies to come back and say, Mr. Pioneer Superintendent, you can't do that. And that's when we file suit and say, oh, yes, we can.
Right.
Right.
Well,
that's the type of leadership the state needs.
It's rumored, Mike, that Cuomo has been making personal phone calls threatening superintendents across the state about going against his orders. Exactly. That's what these guys need to do is start recording this stuff. Get this guy on tape. Yep. Record every phone call with this creep. I mean, really. Because this is but good for this guy. So good for you, you know, Superintendent of Pioneer. Hats off to you.
Yep.
A sincere thank you for standing up for the children and doing what's right. Same thing with the school district in Rochester, Avico, I think it was, school district. Hats off to you. Thinking outside the box, setting up tents outside
so that
the kids can go without masks outside.
Right.
It's enough is enough. Now the newest benchmark I heard this morning, Mike, is the Cuomo. When 70% of the population has had at least one shot, then we can go back to fully open.
We're
68%, he said.
Is it really?
68%. No accounting, though, for the people who have had it.
Right.
That probably have a higher immunity than the vaccinated
people.
Stronger
antibodies. That's right.
Right?
That's right. That's right.
I mean,
that's
how many people in New York had it? 500,000?
Yeah. Right? I had it. Why do I got to get a shot? My kids had it. Why do I have to get a shot?
Stupid.
Right?
Just stupid.
Yeah. We were heroes. We survived. We're back.
But the back and forth of this mask thing, I mean, really just puts the incompetence of New York on display. This is what lack of leadership does.
Right. But they think it's leadership, Glenn. They think he's still winning.
But the back and forth.
53% in the state. I mean, it's unreal.
Mike, on Friday, they said, no more masks. On Saturday, they said, nope, masks. Nobody said that. We're still going with masks. Sunday, they changed it again. And Monday comes out and says, I was never at all. There was no inconsistency there. Masks outside or inside, no masks outside. they've been back and forth. Every day has been, it's like Dr. Fauci. Every day is a different story.
That's right.
But that shows the absolute incompetence on full display in New York.
It depends. Now we're reading his emails and finding out that he told Obama and his friends they never need to wear masks. They're totally useless. Yeah. They might make you feel good, like his original statement.
Exactly.
And that was the truth. That was the truth. Like, the truth was is that the only thing those masks did was divide people. They controlled people. They had no... we know that now. We knew it back then, but we knew it now. He knew it back then. That's the sad thing about
that's
it. He knew 14 months ago that those masks were totally useless, and the only thing that he could use them for is to try to get Donald Trump out of office, because they were a weapon. They were a way to shut down small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and control those people. And they did what they wanted him to do. Fauci's still there, by the way. He's still there.
He's still there.
He didn't go anywhere.
He's lied to Congress. Yeah. Rand Paul has got him now on record.
He said,
I didn't know anything about gain-of-function research. He's got emails going back and forth a year ago talking about gain-of-function research. It's unbelievable.
And then he said,
we didn't fund anything. Right? Yeah. The Wuhan lab, this just came out yesterday as well from the National Pulse. Wuhan lab's top bat coronavirus researcher lists grants from Fauci's NIAID on her resume.
Don't you think that would have been the first thing you did, by the way?
Thank God for people printing this stuff out. They went back and they scrubbed all the websites, all of the National Institute of Health websites, all the Chinese websites, all the stuff where credit was given to the either our NIH or NIAID or whatever, our health government health agencies, all the credit that was given to them on these websites has been scrubbed.
Yep.
Why? Now, fortunately, again, people printed this stuff, but they're covering it up, folks. This is so obvious now.
Who digs? Outside of the folks that listen to like shows like us, you and I, there's a bunch of people out there that dig. Many folks come home, they watch The Voice, they go to bed, and they get their news from CBS or CNN or some crap, right?
It's unreal.
Nobody digs.
Did you hear? I got to play this audio clip.
They scrub it on purpose.
This clip is unbelievable. I got to play this for you. You probably didn't hear this one. This is... we talk about just full state-run media. We always talk about, things that they tell you, but it's also important about the things that they don't tell you, right?
Yeah.
Like I said the other day, how much have you heard about Venezuela lately, right?
Right.
Nothing. Right, nothing about Venezuela, because they don't want you to hear about Venezuela anymore.
No.
They want you to think it's successful all of a sudden down there. Just forget about it.
Forget about the 25% unemployment rates and the fact that people are eating their dogs and trying to chase down donkeys in the street because there was no food in any shelves or running water.
Without electricity. Without a free media, we are in serious trouble, and we do not have a free media.
Nope.
This is little Brian Stelter interviewing Press Secretary Jen Psaki. I lie every other day, Psaki. This is what I would expect if I was watching, the communist Chinese, state-run TV news, or the Russia Pravda, or the state-run. This is what state-run media looks like right here. It's unbelievable.
For other PR professionals who watch what you do, for journalists who watch what you do, what's your advice for them about trying to stay close to the truth in this world of lies?
Well, I think what I try to do is stay grounded to the facts, and what I mean by that, the details, and what we can help provide publicly to clarify context, to make it more understandable to the press, to the public. Sometimes it's not more complicated than that. Really talking to policy experts and gaining an understanding myself so that I can communicate in a way that my mother, my mother-in-law, other people who are not involved in politics like you and I are every day would understand what we're trying to do. I keep grounded in that, but try to go deep in the details so I can kind of pull out and make it accessible.
Well, that's the common thread.
This is great.
I know this is often adversarial, but it also has to be functional. Is the relationship between the White House and the press corps now at least functional?
Oh, yeah.
Are we doing good enough for you? Are we throwing you softballs enough? Is there anything else we can do for you? Yeah, exactly. What a joke. What an absolute joke.
Is there anything we can do going into, the next election to really help you out? Oh, by the way, what types of ice cream does Joe like?
Just so we're set. And by the way, Ms. Circle Back, Jen Psaki, what details exactly have you ever talked about? I'm going to go deep in the details.
Right.
Oh, I don't have the details on that. I could do a whole montage
right.
of, I don't have the details on that. I'll have to circle back.
I'll come back.
Remember the whole circle? circle back thing everyone made fun of you for? Oh, yeah. That's why, because you never had any details. Oh, yeah. I go deep into the facts. Sure,
most
you do.
Most of the time she doesn't need the circle back. Here's the question she's getting. Are we doing a good enough job for you? Do you like us? Yeah, do you like us?
Yeah. It's just exactly.
Are we friends now?
Is it okay? Are we doing all right? Are we doing good enough? Yeah. Are we? Is it a good relationship now?
Oh my God.
Good Lord. It should be like hearts and roses floating above their head. Like, I'm just so smitten with you, Jen.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Good God, help us.
See, this one, climate change causing young adults to question having kids. You know.
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah. Because thank God. Those are the ones we don't want having children. That's all I'm going to say.
We don't want to have
children. Thank the Lord. Yeah. You don't have children.
No, that's
don't
okay.
procreate. Please leave it to the ones with brains in our heads. Because honest to God, otherwise it'll be the end of mankind as we know it.
That's right. The water
that's what causes
levels are
extinction.
Rising and Obama's new multi-million-dollar mansion will be underwater in a few years. Please don't have children.
Anytime now. Anytime now. It's amazing. Well, that's the next thing, by the way. That's what they're going to pivot to now. This is scary stuff. So the next pivot now is to lockdowns for climate change. And there was a guy who, I don't know where this was. It must have been over in Europe because he was speaking some foreign language. I'll have to post this on our Twitter feed. But he was going through a Rockefeller report from 2010 that laid exactly this out.
That's right.
And it lays out even further than this. He goes, now the next step is we go to climate lockdowns for the good of society. Because if we drive less and we don't get out of our homes, whenever there's going to be pollution in the air, this was a trial run for worldwide, you know, communism kind of control. That's what this was. And it went really well for him.
Real easy.
Real well for him.
I'm shocked at the amount of conservatives.
You know what I'm shocked about? Is the police officers who we backed this whole time that were arresting mothers pushing their daughters on swings.
Right.
You know, I tell you what, those are the people that need to be removed. But for those that said, the police will never come take your guns.
What about the lady? Was it out of Arizona who got arrested for being in a bank without a mask on? You know, instead of just escorting her out.
It used to be you get arrested for having a mask in a bank.
On.
Right? Yeah. Crazy, right? So it's talk about an absolutely backwards, upside-down world when you have to wear a mask when you go into a bank.
Since all this stuff has started, you know, I mean, violent crimes are way down, you know.
Unreal.
Yeah. Oh, no. Actually, I'm sorry. No. Way up.
Yeah. By the way, did you see what happened in Chicago this past weekend? I think it's almost a record. It was more leftist utopia there in Chicago. I think 60-some-odd people shot. Where did I put this? Here it is. Dozens shot, several dead in wake of violent weekend in Chicago. And, folks, summer is just getting started.
An
average of
40. We're going to break all kinds of records there this year.
It's an average of 40 to 50 shootings every single week.
Tracking Chicago homicide victims. Boy, when you Google and that's what pops up,
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, two more 266. Things. Oh, this was as of, June 3rd. 266 people have been killed this year. That's 13 more than 2020. Way to go, Chicago.
Yep, breaking records all the time.
Actually, wow, that's 13 more than 2020. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
We're going to crush this stuff.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Oh, we're going to crush this stuff.
Absolutely.
We're going to double.
Yep.
We're going to double in Chicago what we did in 2020. Wow, those are some good numbers. Black Lives Matter, folks.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news, Mike. They're going to reimagine the economy just like they are reimagining policing. So how's that reimagining of policing going right now in places like Chicago and Portland and Minneapolis and Baltimore and New York City?
Maybe we can go to Disney World, right? Aren't they a little liberal? We can get some magic fairy dust and sprinkle it through Chicago. And
speaking of New York City. Yeah, exactly. It's a joke.
Wow, we're going to double the deaths there, man. You guys are really on track.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah, that's great.
Good work.
That's great. Good work.
I wanted to find
defunding the police is working out wonderful.
It is. Let me find this piece here because this was.
Let's see how New York's doing here while we got.
Yeah, there you go. I got New York here, right
you
here.
Do
Mike. This? Yeah, I do. It's amazing how you can read my brain. This is
now.
Unreal.
Are we competing with Chicago? I mean, I hate to be second place.
No. Chicago's way ahead. They got a way good head start.
That mayor's really got her stuff together.
Yeah, this is. Let me find the riots here in New York City this weekend that you didn't hear about, by the way. Let's see here.
To mention that.
Yeah, did you see this on the main news? Yeah.
The economy. New York was back open for business, is what Andrew told us.
Exactly. Oh, boy. It's way back. I must tweet a lot. Yeah, here we go. Keep going. Let's see. No, graffiti there. Here we go. This is again from Andy No, I think is how he pronounces his name. Mr. Andy No. This guy is a hero. This guy is this guy's been beaten up. He's had cement thrown on him. This is the guy from Portland that has, I think he's actually fled the country now, but his really has been breaking a lot of this stuff on on Antifa and BLM. This is from 6-6. What's the date today? 6-8? Mass clashes broke out between police and people at an unlawful assembly in Washington Square in New York City. Now, you're not going to be able to hear much here, but I'm going to play this to the Lincoln Post video for the YouTube feed, because this is perfect. Just this
murder's
is classic.
Up, by the way, 18% in New York City.
Oh, yeah. No, they're up.
Rape's
definitely.
Up. Yeah. But you know what's funny is burglaries are down, but my guess is that's because we didn't charge anyone.
We're not prosecuting him anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
We just don't prosecute.
It's funny because, you know, now that I think of it, didn't we, like, totally loot in the entire New York City?
Yeah.
Like, didn't they rob the entire New York City?
Yeah.
It was like, we have it on video. There was, like, thousands of people smashing windows and taking whatever they wanted.
That's right. Well, that's reparations, Mike. As an activist in Chicago said, you know, we deserve stuff because, you know, it's not rioting and looting when you have to put food on your table by looting the Apple Store because they have lots of good steaks in the Apple Store.
Gone, though. Funny, yeah, not no, one pair of work no, boots. No, though. Nike's taken, TV's taken, but no work boots.
No, amazing. Yeah. So this is New York City this past weekend. Just absolute mayhem. What are they protesting now? What are they protesting about?
They got the White House that they want.
What these people want is they want a complete teardown of society. That's what they want.
They want freebies. They want to sit at home.
That's right.
In a $500,000 mansion without working for it is what they want.
This is the not racist, by the way. These are the not racist BLM folks calling an Asian American a slang bad word for Asian Americans here.
You fucking chink. Is that what he's calling him?
Yep, he's calling him a chink.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm on the sidewalk. You chink. You some fucking chink. The fuck out of here.
Yep. Nice. They're not racist though at all. No. They want racial equality.
Listen, as I'm on the sidewalk, I'm good. All right.
So New York State, by the way, you got every level of government. You got the school boards. You've got the city governments. You've got outside of some of the major cities, right? New York City, Buffalo. You're controlling all of that.
Yep.
Why isn't this paradise at this point?
And you want to teach this kind of crap in school? What you're teaching in school with critical race theory is that everybody else is bad, like whites are. This guy just right up, you're a chink. How terrible is that?
Right.
Now,
right.
I have a Japanese aunt. I mean, it's just you would want anyone to talk.
If it was a white guy saying
terrible.
That, he would be in jail. By the way. They would have beaten them.
All I can say is that, for those that say, well, BLM is a righteous cause or BLM is changing the BLM has done zero to help the black community. BLM has enriched themselves. They have destroyed black businesses.
There's a very few at the top, Glenn, that ended up pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it always went. She resigned, by the way, right? She's like, oh, I'm good. I'm done. I got my $20 million. I'm out.
She got her houses. She gave all that money back? Millions of dollars that she took from that organization? Not a penny.
This is open money laundering in today's society is what this is. The IRS allows these organizations to get their tax-free status while still denying conservative groups, by the way. You try to get a 501c3 approved, and you've got to answer questions for the next 5 years. You're Barack Obama's brother. You get it backdated so that you can deduct those contributions you had from before. You're BLM, no problem. And honest to God, for Nike, for some of these airlines, for the Major League Baseball to support BLM, for all these big corporations that were shaken down. And by the way, Nike wants to be woke, and yet they have no problem with 8-year-olds making their sneakers in a slave market somewhere in China, right? They have no problem with that, right? In fact, they'll grovel to the Chinese. They wouldn't dare say not one thing bad. Will the NBA or anybody else say bad about the Chinese?
No. How about in Amazon, right? All of a sudden, their workers are going to unionize. They totally change the rules so they're not able to vote where they need to vote, right? They spend all kinds of money trying to dismantle the union, yet they're telling you and I we should pay higher taxes, we should support the left-wing Democrats. It's a total joke, but they never get it. I was talking to a prison guard the other day, my cousin's real close friend. I ran into him, and I said, how's the prisons? He goes, it's a mess. I goes, they're not supporting any of us. But he goes, I will say there's one positive out of it, Mike. He said, what? He goes, a lot of the guys in the prison, a lot of these prison guards 10 years ago, they used to mock your guys' show. they would say, these guys are nuts. And they vote Democrat, Democrat, Democrat.
Yep.
You know what? He goes, Mike, every single one of them now are listening to you guys saying, you know what? The monster came for you.
That's right.
The monster came for you. It wasn't about the Democrats. The Democrats lied to him and said they were supporting these people. They were government workers. And now, you know what they're doing? They're saying the prisoners are the ones we need to support. Oh, you're a murderer. He goes, look, you got a multi-level murderer, rapist. He goes, we can't even put him in the box anymore, Mike. So what do you mean the box? He goes, well, you know, they get out of control. They stab somebody in the prison. Yeah. You know, normally we can put them away for, you know, a few weeks.
Like solitary or whatever. Yeah.
Can't do it anymore. Can't do that. It's cruel and unusual punishment. Uh-huh. Yeah, if they want to stab me in the neck 50 times, that seems to not be cruel and unusual punishment.
Right, no, exactly.
What we get for voting Democrats, and we seem to like it in this state.
It's amazing, though, how these unions and all these blue-collar and all these groups that were never going to vote Republican now are all voting Republican, yet somehow Joe Biden gets the most votes ever.
That's right. That's right.
So interesting,
somehow
right?
Cuomo wins, yet the teachers' unions hate him for Common Core, right? The gun owners hate him. Every business owner in the state can't stand him, right? The ones that are left, right?
Yep. By the way, I think is it Lee Zeldin's coming on our show this weekend?
I think 1:30. Yeah,
the gubernatorial candidate for New York State. So he'll be on our radio show this weekend. Don't miss that on the Financial Guys Radio Network. You can find us streaming basically on all major platforms. So iHeartRadio is probably the primary one. But, you know, whether you've got TalkStream Live or any of those other sort of apps, you can find us on our flagship stations, both WHAM, WHAM. In Rochester and WBEN in Buffalo. WHAM is 1180 AM, 1180, and WBEN is 930 in Western New York, Buffalo.
Yeah, we've got two candidates that have stepped up, Giuliani and Zeldin, and I think they're both good candidates. I really do. I think, look at anybody that steps up in this state, you know, you first of all, give them a COVID temperature check first, because God bless you, right? Like, that's who should be getting their temperature check, because God bless you, right? It's a thankless, you're going up against the biggest machine of machines, right? Yep. The Cuomo administration, corrupt as heck.
Yep.
They're going to be digging everything up they can. They've got a $100 million war chest. They're going to use it if they need to. And then you've got New York City just full of incompetent people who don't seem to understand that, you know, every 2.5 hours, somebody is leaving Western New York to move to a state like Florida, where they have freedoms, right? They can't figure it out. So you've got a big uphill battle. I will say this, though. It's a Hail Mary. I get that. Support these people. Get out and support these people. If it's Zeldin or Giuliani or whoever it is that you decide is going to be, get out and do something. Go register your grandmother. Go register your sisters, right? Go out and get these people active. That's how they take over Georgia, right? It's not Georgia's still a red state. But I'll tell you what, the blue got off their butt and started registering people.
And they counted, you know, I don't know how many thousands of ballots after hours. By the way, they just subpoenaed that lady who was on video rolling out suitcases off Marty Table.
About
there
time.
Are
Months
a
later.
Lot of audits still in process that I do believe these audits are going to show and prove the fraudulence that happened
Arizona's
during the election.
Still under audit
now,
as
will
well,
you,
yeah.
will it change anything? Will they reinstall Trump? I don't think so.
Right.
And I think the Democrats, why would the Democrats go through exercises to see what would happen if it was an illegitimate election? Why? The Republicans didn't do that. They didn't do these war game type of things. And by the way, you know, back to Cuomo for a second. You know, he, honest to God, he runs the New York State government like a mafia boss. I mean, the mob did not go out of New York. They just went into politics. And that's exactly how he runs it, like he's a mafia don. And if you him, he'll call up and threaten you. He'll threaten your family. He'll threaten to destroy you.
Whatever
he'll send his minions out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, whatever happened to the one legislator that called him out, right?
Ron
where
Kim,
is
I think, right?
What's that?
I think it's Ron
Democrat.
Kim, right? Ron
Where is he? What happened to him?
Yeah, right? Well, the media was told not to cover him anymore. That's what happens.
That's right.
As Cuomo calls up the media and goes, if you cover that Representative Kim anymore, I'm not going to give you any more access to me or my press conference. They go, okay, I'm sorry. just like little Brian Stelter. What else can we do for you, Jen? Are we doing okay?
Are these questions
doing good enough?
Okay,
are these
Andrew?
All right?
Are these
good enough?
Okay?
Are these okay? Anyway, I always thought to myself, like, how could people in New York City be so stupid as to vote for, because I know people in New York City, they're not dumb. Like, Denise isn't stupid. She's a super smart person.
Well,
Neil is a super
Island,
smart
though.
Guy.
Long Island conservative.
But then I think, I guess
you
it's
got 18 miles there, Glenn. 18 miles,
I guess,
full of stupidity.
And that's where you get AOC from, right?
Yep, that's
those
exactly
dumb
right.
enough to elect a bartender with no experience. Oh, by the way, what an embarrassment she is. Did you see the whole dust up about her abuela? Now I know some Spanish. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, my God. So her abuela, Mike, down in Puerto Rico, she finally had a chance to go see her poor abuela after a year because of COVID, and she couldn't do travel. So she
I
goes.
I did hear they set up a GoFundMe page for her.
So, yeah, so she goes to see her abuela, and she takes pictures of abuela's apartment that still has a leaky roof with buckets all over the floor, right?
Fix it for her. You're rich.
Yep. So
AOC's rich.
So Matt Walsh, who I think works for the Daily Wire, basically said, came out and said, wait a minute now. Didn't you just buy a Tesla? So they always use it as a knock on Trump. If Trump had just gotten the aid to the Puerto Rican people that they needed, by the way, the Puerto Rican government, which still had mountains of bottled water and warehouses that they never delivered to anybody. Right. It was nothing about Trump. It was all about the incompetent local government. But AOC herself could easily write a check to help her abuela.
Be cheap there.
But she
be cheap there. She could have purchased a $5,000 used car and taken that Tesla, and that could have redone that whole house.
Oh, but it gets better. It gets better, Mike. She's got a brand new high-end, expensive apartment in Washington, D.C. on top of her new Tesla.
Needs that.
So she bought a new Tesla. So Matt Walsh comes out and says, you know what? I'm going to challenge some of my colleagues to donate $499, which is the payment per month for a new Tesla. So he raises $100,000for AOC's abuela down in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And so,
She doesn't want it, right?
Yeah, well, not her abuela. We didn't hear
her
abuela.
I've heard the story,
Somebody called GoFundMe and said, who knows who this person was? Could have been a leftist lunatic for all they know. Right. They called GoFundMe and said, she's not going to take the money. We don't need it. And so GoFundMe sends Matt Walsh a note that says, we're giving all the money back. And so I guess AOC's abuela, while AOC lives in a posh apartment in D.C., is still suffering with a leaky roof and no plumbing in Puerto Rico when we was $100,000 could have gone to her family to help
find
her.
It, though. She can't figure out how to help her.
Yeah. What a hack. I mean, what an absolute hack.
She'll be back. The next political go-around, she'll be back there. Watch and see. The roof will still be leaking. Yeah.
My allergies are, honest to God, this is the worst years I think it's ever. Either the pollen's getting worse. Are they messing with that, too? Looks like they did the bat viruses. Are they messing? Yeah. Are they juicing pollen now? Is that what they're doing? So let's talk about the emails for a second, because I'm not going to get any specifics.
We'll end on the Fauci emails. By the way, where are the Republicans? Get rid of this guy, dude. Get rid of this guy.
Well, he should be brought up on charges. He's lied under oath.
Well, that's how you get rid of him,
repeatedly.
Right? You start to really attack him and say, okay, we're bringing you up on charges. We're just going to go. And then he just goes away.
Right.
He retires.
Well, it's amazing, though. But so he is now
on CNN.
On every other thing, he has been caught in a lie, right? He knew that there was a gain-of-function research. What they did, folks, I said this a while ago. I'm going to continue to say it. By the way, 2/3 of, 75% now, I think it is up to, of Americans believe that the virus came from the lab. Mm-hmm. They knew it a year ago.
Yeah.
They had government reports year ago.
Pretty obvious.
The fact that they hid those reports from President Trump is treasonous,
Trump
is what
knew
it is.
They were obvious.
Treasonous.
Trump knew it was obvious. Trump said,
but they actually had the government reports that showed it. That's the thing.
Didn't come from a bat. Came from a lab.
Well, came from a bat. It just came from the testing of the bats in that lab, right?
Yeah, and supercharging it.
And supercharging it. Right. And so now they knew, folks. Dr. Fauci knew. Once he realized what this was, and he realized his hand in it, and he realized that this had a death rate of 7%, 8%, 9%, mm-hmm. we would have millions and millions and millions and millions more dead.
2%.
They spiked this thing so that it would be as catchy and transmissible as possible. It sticks to your cells.
Sticky, they said.
They made it sticky. Yeah. Why in the world would we juice up deadly viruses? And by the way, they're already prepping us for the next one. Sure. Oh, we're doing
the same thing.
This
might happen again.
It's only a matter of time before
this
it happens
again.
How about you not? Stop?
The Chinese seem to sell more masks than anybody. They made out from this.
They're the number one economy in the world on a recovery basis.
Absolutely. Shocker.
Yeah. Amazing how that worked, right?
Yeah.
You know, the next thing that's going to come out is they're going to find out that this thing was a bioweapon, and it was intentionally made as a bioweapon.
Yep.
And Dr. Fauci is either more likely just really incredibly stupidly naive is what Dr. Fauci is to think that somehow
all the scientists over there are real ethical. He said,
"Well,
yeah, no, they don't lie.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
until they're disappeared or they're or
no,
they're
the communist government would never force the scientists to lie.
No, they don't put a gun in their face and say, you know, either you lie for us or we're going to kill you and
your
family.
How crazy is that, right? And then you know to think that they shot this thing, slingshot this thing throughout the world, and they're not paying a penny for it.
Nope.
In fact, they're making billions and trillions of dollars off of it, right?
Yep.
I mean, they slingshot the thing throughout the world, and we're not going to hold them accountable for it at all. Like, How about I want 100% of our money back that you wasted, right?
Yep.
Nah.
Yep.
No. Hey, we want to be friends with you, China. Okay.
Well, the Democrats love it. I mean, we still have restrictions in New York. You still can't stand at the bar. You still can't go into a school without a face mask. Right. This is a joke. Right. And, of course, they keep moving the goalposts. Now we've got to be 70% of workers, 70% of people that are vaccinated. A joke. Absolute joke. Yeah. One last thing before we go.
By the way, sneak in there, Glenn? I'm sorry. Yeah. One last thing. If you are a conservative-thinking person, stop wearing your face diaper. If you really, you know, I've seen people that think like you and I, but they still don't have the stones to go into Tops without a face diaper. When are you going to fight? When are you going to fight, right? I mean, the rule, by the way, is, you know, what we should be mad at, what the left should be mad at, is the people that are still wearing face diapers, because those people are not vaccinated.
Right.
We were told, now we're told if you're vaccinated, you don't need a face diaper. So where are all these, quote, left-wing nut jobs that it should be yelling at the people wearing face diapers saying, why aren't you getting vaccinated, right? Well, it's 100% about control, these face diapers.
Well,
Fauci said it. He was right months ago when he gave the advice to Obama that they're worthless. And I'm telling you right now, the more you support this garbage, the more you show up and you wear your face diaper, instead of all saying we're done, take them off, that they're going to continue to run this thing into the ground and continue to control you until they possibly can.
Yep.
Think about what they're doing with the schools, right? Like, okay, well, you can have a face diaper, but not outside. And when you come inside, you can. But now you can take a break twice. We're going to my favorite is Zirkle says, we might increase the breaks. Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Like,
timeout sessions for COVID, morons?
Honestly. Yeah. Exactly. Just amazing, right? Just as unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, but last thing is Kamala goes to Guatemala. Did you see this? Her speech.
She is.
She could barely keep a straight face.
What a disgusting human being. A disgusting human being.
Let me play this. Let me play a positive before we play the negative, because
By the way, I lost a relative this week, 22 years old.
Sad.
Yeah, heroin, right? Yeah. Fentanyl and heroin. That's on you Democrats.
Yep.
I'm not saying look, there's not mental illness out there and people are going through all kinds of things. 90% of those drugs are coming through that damn border that you open up and allow it to happen, right? You allow that stuff to walk right across the border. For what? I don't know. But you allow it to happen. 90% of those drugs coming through that border.
I think that's up 200%, by the way.
It is.
I think the amount of drugs coming over the border.
300% it's up. Yeah. 300%.
I got a couple more clips to play quick before we go.
Yeah, the doctors and lawyers, Glenn, aren't the ones walking across the border. Yeah.
Yep. Let me play a couple, three clips here before we go. This is Kamala Harris. She can barely keep a straight face, by the way. This is unbelievable. So she doesn't go to the border. She goes to Guatemala. And by the way, we have given Guatemala over $1 billion in the last bunch of years. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Guatemala has the highest poverty and the highest unemployment rate it's had, and the worst economic situation they've had in decades.
When are they going to figure this
out? Nothing to do with climate change.
When are they going to figure it out? Nothing takes people out of poverty like capitalism and free markets.
Yeah.
Free markets.
Free money.
Go get a job. They're everywhere.
That's right. Free money doesn't work.
No.
Free markets do.
No.
So this is Kamala Harris down in Guatemala. By the way, nobody likes her. Nobody likes this administration. The media is such a bunch of liars. Oh, well, President Biden's going overseas to Europe to repair the damage that Trump did. Nobody likes you, Joe. They know that it's a lie. There's no Europeans on record going, oh, thank God Trump is gone. None of them, right? But the amazing part is that when Kamala went to Guatemala, they had signs up, go home. We don't want you here, right? You're a fraud. Trump won even down there. They have signs. This is Kamala Harris holding a press conference in Guatemala where nobody likes her.
And I want to emphasize that the goal of our work is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. At the same time, I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States.
Hold on a second. For those not watching the video, she literally just shook her head. So I want to tell you, don't come to America. For those thinking about it, she's saying, don't listen to me, is what she's saying. Don't come. Don't listen.
States-Mexico border.
What a joke.
Do not come.
Don't come. No.
Do not come. The United States
she
will
can
continue
barely
to
keep
enforce
a straight
our
face.
Laws and secure our border. There
wow.
are legal
wait,
methods.
Wait, wait, wait. How are you going to secure the border?
How?
What defunding the police?
Yeah. How?
Defunding our border agents, stopping the production of the wall that was doing such a great job. You can, well, how?
You can see that smirk. She wants to. She wants to laugh like. Crazy
I'm actually surprised she even gave this speech, how useless she is.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. She had to, though. Russia is mounting.
We, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
How so?
And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
She believes it.
Uh-huh.
So let's discourage our friends, our neighbors,
she believes that
our family
the Venezuela
members
economic
from embarking
engine is a good
on
one,
what
so
is otherwise.
I tell you what, she doesn't want the Guatemalans here because they work a lot. I'm telling you. Guatemalans, no joke.
Yeah, they're going to show up and
I'm
vote
telling
conservative.
You, Guatemalans are some of the hardest right working folks that I have met. Yep. Now, Mexicans work hard, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But spending time in South Florida, I can tell you that some of these folks are amazing in how hard they
Mexican
work.
Mexican population
amazing
is supporting Trump. And
absolutely.
The proof is South Florida when he won that.
Okay, here's another clip. This is now rock star Ron DeSantis, right? Absolutely fantastic.
Wins another big suit, by the way. Another huge big suit taking down the cruise line. Well, supporting the cruise line, not taking down, supporting the cruise lines.
Yep, absolutely. But this is him talking about, well, here, I'll play. He's talking about the CCP.
I think if you look right now, there is no single entity that exercises a more pervasive, nefarious influence across a wide range of American industries and institutions than the Communist Party of China.
He's the only one calling this out.
Yep.
Where are the rest of you? Rick Scott, you're a senator in Florida. Where are you, dude?
Useless.
Right?
Useless.
Kevin McCarthy, right? Look at Ron DeSantis is absolutely spot on.
Yep.
The Chinese Communist Party is influencing TikTok, YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter. Facebook and Twitter are doing exactly what the Chinese Communist Party would do. Right in lockstep with CNN. What else can
That's
we do
right
for you, Jen? It's unbelievable.
Right.
It really is just amazing. It's So anyway.
Yeah. By the way, DeSantis's numbers off the chart. Right?
Yeah.
So you Republicans that are saying, how do I win the next election? What do I do to become popular?
Yep.
Well, you do what DeSantis is doing.
Well, I can't wait to get Lee on because I'd love to hear his plan for winning New York. And honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, if I hear we got to court the middle like Joe Giambra this past weekend, I love Joe. He's a good dude, but you're so wrong. How many times are we going to do the same thing? How many times?
Well, that's the same
we got to get the middle. We got
to
get the middle. We got
to
get the middle. They continue to
lose.
Exactly.
And we continue to look at them and say, these guys know a lot about politics. No, you continue to get your butt kicked.
It's like
that's not knowing a lot about winning in politics, right?
Right.
Winning is what Donald Trump did, which is something different. He was honest with the American people, and he said enough of this garbage,
right?
DeSantis is being honest with the American people and Floridians and saying enough with this garbage. I looked at the data. I'm opening it up. People want to be open. They want to be free.
Yeah.
Proof is that they're moving there like crazy. 1,000 people a day trying to get into the state of Florida. 1,000 people aren't moving to New York a day. 1,000 people aren't moving to New Jersey a day. 1,000 people aren't moving to Chicago a day. 1,000 people are moving to Florida.
Yeah.
Figure it out, folks.
Yep, exactly. Let me end with this, Mike. For all those that are promoting critical race theory, which is absolutely poison. It's poison.
Yeah.
And by the way, in City of Buffalo, this is the agenda. They've adopted it.
Oh, yeah.
They have absolutely, they are pushing critical. Here's what critical race theory says. You have been oppressed as a black person. You can't get ahead because it's somebody else's fault. What
That's
a horrible message.
That's right.
What a horrible message.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, could you imagine? I'd be furious as a parent. You're going to tell my kid they can't get ahead because of the color of their skin? Don't even try.
My sister and brother-in-law have adopted two black children. They're part of our family now, right? They just happen to be slightly darker, although my daughter's got pretty dark skin.
Yeah.
I can't imagine in a million years as those kids are growing up us saying, honey, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to make it like the other children because your color of your skin's a little darker.
Right.
Oh,
it's
can't
insane.
Imagine that. I mean,
so,
what a stupid thing for these folks to say.
This guy wins Father of the Year right here, and this little girl is the most adorable little girl. This guy right here
by
is Father
way,
of the Year.
By the way, him stepping up now, he'll have all kinds of followers. He'll make money on YouTube. God bless him. He'll make money on these social media platforms. Get it. People are starving for this, right? Candace Owens has proven the model that people are starving for this.
Yep.
The truth.
Yeah. This guy is, let me play this. This guy is spot on. We'll end with this because he's just perfect.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown,
yellow.
Right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not
what
color
they
are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not gonna happen. My baby's gonna know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard, even though you don't know anyone, you can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
She's the best. This kid's the best.
She is so.
But father of the year,
cute.
Right here. And yep. For those that say, "Well, that's not true, Glenn," I would give you Dr. Carson, right?
Oh yeah.
I would give you so many. Look at Obama. He got to the highest, that's most right. powerful office in the world.
That's right. That's right.
Right? You going to tell somebody else that they can't get there? Why? Yeah. Why can't they get there?
City of Buffalo, the mayor is black. He's been black for a long time. I don't think they've changed his color because he was the mayor for 10 years.
The biggest problem is the education system.
Yep.
And the teachers' unions in this country need to be absolutely abolished.
Spending too much time worrying about people's color of their skin and what they can't do instead of what they can do.
Just terrible. Share that video. That's pinned to our Facebook, our Twitter feed at the top. You know, share that video. It's got 2.3 million views. I'd love to see it get 23 million views.
Yep.
Share that far and wide. Anybody who says that critical race theory is something we should learn, by the way, for the misinformation from the left, again, critical race theory, they say, well, Republicans don't want history to be taught. That was Randy Weingarten, who's absolutely a swamp creature, is what she is. She belongs in a hot place down in hell, honest to God. It's a special place for that lady because she just doesn't care about kids. She's nasty. It's just horrible. But this is what they want to teach our kids. And then they say, well, it's, you know, Republicans and conservatives don't want history taught. This is nothing about history.
No.
Right?
No.
This is all about teaching racism. Look at, you see the Amazon woman? The Amazon woman that just beat up the 67-year-old because she refused to denounce her white privilege?
Right.
When you say things like that, when Maxine Waters is out there saying, get in their faces.
Yeah.
When you're saying you
can't. Knock them down.
Right? When you're promoting this, right? You're saying, you know, honest
to
God.
Like to take Trump behind and beat his
exactly.
Right.
Okay. Shame on you on the left, all of them.
That's right.
Every one of them. Don't let them back you down, folks. You know, start sharing this stuff and, you know, share our social media sites, share our podcast, share our radio show, and, you know, let's share the message. I mean, I think it's super important.
Don't forget Saturday, by the way. Lee Zeldin will be on, a gubernatorial candidate for governor.
Yep.
And we had Mr. Giuliani on a few weeks ago. So Andrew Giuliani running for office. So we'll see. Yeah. Got to support these folks. So.
Joel Giambri even this past weekend threatening to throw his hat in the ring if he doesn't see the right candidates, although I don't know how much support he would have, but who knows? You know, never know. But anyway, so but if you just throughout the week, folks, if you want to find out more about what we do, you want to find out anything about our radio show, you can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You'll find all the links to our social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And if you like what you heard, you do us a favor, share it again, give us a thumbs up, leave us a positive review, and if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe. That helps us a lot. Give us a thumbs up there as well, and you'll get more information. We're going to be releasing more podcasts. We have TFG Truth that is out there with Mike Spiraz and Mike Hayflick. They do an awesome job. That's our second in the series. We got more in the series coming, and we're moving towards live podcasts with live call-ins. So we are moving in that direction, hoping that sometime later this year we'll be able to launch a regular weekly or maybe multi-times a week podcast that you can participate in by listening and calling in live. So stay tuned for that and all the things that we're coming up with next. Again, our Facebook page or our website is the best place to go at thefinancialguys.com. All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thanks again for listening or watching. We appreciate it, and we'll see you Saturday on the Financial Guys Radio Network.